Welcome to Just Break Up, the podcast about love, heartbreak, and all the relationship advice you don't want to hear. My name is Sierra DeMolder.
And I'm Sam Blackwell. And today we're going to answer a letter from somebody who is wondering if she can make it work with her partner. But before we begin, we just want to give you our Surgeon General's warning, which is that Sierra and I are not licensed mental health practitioners.
Absolutely not. We know nothing. We are like Game of Thrones, everyone. We know nothing. And we are not trained in any of this. We are not professionals. So please take our advice as you see fit. We're only here to offer our humble musings to hopefully shed some understanding and maybe some laughs about the incredibly rewarding but mostly confusing experience that is love. All right. Today's letter is from Cokeless Hope Fiend, whose pronouns are she, her, who is writing to us from The Void. General content warning for vague description of drug use and drug addiction. Hi, Sam and Sierra. I have been a fan since 2020, and I have gone through lots of relationship ups and downs since then that I probably could have written about. But this one is the biggest pickle yet. My boyfriend slash not boyfriend. I love when they start like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, oh, no.
I'll call him John. And I have been together for 2 years. On our third date, we were having a night out and he decided he wanted to go pick up drugs to keep the party going. I have never done this drug before, but decided to partake. For the next year and a half, I developed a drug dependency and spiraled into addiction with drugs and alcohol. I'm trying to make a long story short, but a lot of other things happened. Most notably, we had a sketchy threesome with a girl I was suspicious he had a crush on, and he proposed a second threesome a few months afterwards and later revealed that he did it. And later revealed he did, in fact, have a crush on her and that he wanted to orchestrate this threesome behind my back before asking me if I was okay with it because he wanted to have sex with her. I went to an outpatient rehab center last summer and we decided to both go sober. After 4 months, I relapsed and decided to check myself into an inpatient 28-day rehab program. The night before I left, he revealed that he had been drinking and doing drugs behind my back, and he pulled out a bag of drugs, proposing one final night of partying before I went to rehab, which we ended up doing. I called him and broke up with him from rehab, but once I got out, I broke the no contact and we started seeing each other. We have now both been fully sober and working the 12-step program for 4 months and have broken up and gotten back together 3 times since I got out of rehab. Everyone in both of our lives thinks we shouldn't be together, but I love him so much and I can't help but feel like we could try again in this new iteration of both of us being actually sober and going to therapy. My biggest issues with the relationship now are that we both have a lot of resentment towards each other from the past, and I feel like being together is missing the opportunity to be single and work on myself in a way that I haven't in a long time. Now for the part that I'm most anxious to share. I've also been cheating on him. I haven't done anything physical, but I've gone on 3 dates with a girl I met on Hinge. She's great and we have a lot in common, but I feel so guilty for going behind his back. At this point, John and I are not boyfriend-girlfriend, but we're supposed to be exclusive. I know this is screaming, just break up. But do you think that there is any way we could try to make this work? I'm not seeing the other girl anymore. And really feel good about how things are going with John on the surface, other than this deep gut feeling that it's just never going to work. Love, Cokeless Hope Fiend.
Mm-hmm. All right, friend. Thank you so much for writing to us. Also, congratulations on your sobriety. That's really exciting that, you know, you've been making the choice to wake up and choose not to do drugs or drink. I'm really proud of you for doing that. And I hope that it's really helpful for you and that that decision feels good for you. Cause I think it's really great. I'm also really sorry that you are going through so much in your romantic life with John. You know, it sounds like a lot of your relationship has been pretty fraught with, a lot of different ways in which you two haven't been able to communicate with each other and have done things that aren't super helpful with each other. And I also hear that you love him deeply and it's hard to be in love with somebody when the circumstances of your relationship aren't working really well for either of you. before Sierra and I talk about some of the advice that we're going to give you about probably putting distance between you and this man, that we believe you, that you love him deeply. And we know that that is really, really true. And that sometimes love isn't enough for us to be able to maintain healthy relationships with people. And that sucks. It's devastating. But throughout this, even as we're telling you what we think you need in this situation, we don't want you to ever doubt that we believe you when you tell us that you love him deeply.
Yes, totally.
We're going to get into some advice and some suggestions in just a minute. But before we do that, we're going to take a short break.
Spring has sprung and summer is just around the corner. Packing your bag with sunscreen, your emotional support water bottle, and that steamy beach read. But wait, this year there's a new kind of essential that's right at your fingertips. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, spicy audio stories. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and realistic characters. Discover stories about second chance romances, adventurous vacation flings, and hot and heavy hookups.
And get this, there's a growing library of fantasy series with werewolves, Greek gods and goddesses, Regency era, historical fiction, my absolute favorite, and fairy smut to explore the bounds of your pleasure. New content is released every week, so in between listening to your favorite stories again and again, you will always find something new to explore. Dipsy offers a modern approach to romance through high quality and captivating audio fiction.
For listeners of this show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/justbreakup. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/justbreakup. dipsystories.com/justbreakup. All right, my darling, thank you so much for trusting us with this letter and for trusting us with your heart at this very important time in your sobriety. I know that you are still in, you know, like your body may be sober, but that the choice to be sober and the threshold that you are sort of hovering on is still very real and still a very active decision every day that you're stepping towards. And I'm so incredibly proud of you for having the awareness to, you know, seek support, seek help, seek rehab, and even to seek us. Like, we're not professionals. We don't know what we're talking about. But, like, I'm very proud of you for sharing your story and for seeking guidance. Because I think so often things like addiction want us to stay in the dark. They want us to stay isolated. They want it to be our dirty secret. They want us to stay steeped in that shame of and that feeling of brokenness, because they know, because those things know in us, shame knows that once we reach out for help and once we grab somebody's hand or are seen or affirmed or supported by someone else, that they lose their power, right? There is nothing... This lived experience is unique and important to you. And also, it doesn't tell me anything about you that is appalling. It doesn't tell me that you are an unworthy person. It tells me that you are a person who struggles like we all do. And you're incredibly worthy and deserving just because you are a person, not because you got sober, right? I want to say also how challenging it is to untangle yourself from someone you love under normal, everyday, sober circumstances. I want to just name the fact that your relationship with John has always been one a relationship that is hand in hand with drug use. Even when you're sober, your choice to be sober is a part of this relationship. Your past choices to use is a part of your relationship. Even like, hell, I have used this drug and I'm thinking about like the entanglement of the physical high with the emotional landscape of this person. That would be really, really, really physically challenging to untangle. it would be very emotionally confusing to me. And I can't imagine, you know, a year plus of that, you know, I can't imagine the highs and lows that you are trying to calibrate your life on, and, you know, all while totally understanding, like Sam said, your love for this person and the potential you see in them. And more importantly, the hope and the deep, genuine wish that things were different. All of those are so real, right? But I think that's something that is also keeping you stuck right now, right? Is this idea that you see this, you have a story in your head and in your heart, in your body, in which you know it could end differently, right? You know that there's this unfulfilled potential. You know that, wow, we were never fully in it. And what if we were fully in it? You know, what if it was just a relationship between me and John and not me and John and my drug use and his drug use? Like, what if, what if, what if? And you're holding out this space in your heart because you see this pure unmet potential. And that is so genuine and so real, and also not necessarily something that we can weigh right now in the present day with the same heaviness of your actual lived experience with this person, right? We can't, you know, we always flippantly say, like, you can't date potential, you know, like, if he keeps ghosting you, like, don't date him. And we know it's 50,000 times more heavy than that, right? It's 50,000 times more complicated than that. You know, it's, you're not just walking away from somebody who is like unable to text you back. You're walking away from somebody who has seen you in your lowest lows and your highest highs, and who you see this potential for. And you, and more than anything, I think like what I have felt in comparable situations, or what I feel from your letter, is like this deep, genuine human desire for things to unfold differently, for things to be different, you know? And I think right now in this moment, as painful as it is, I just want to say they're not different. They're not different yet. And so what do we need? Why have you broken up and gotten back together 3 times since you got out? What is this relationship adding to your life during this very tender, crucial, magical, and empowering time? This volatile relationship, what is it bringing to your relationship outside of this hope that things could be different? I also want to acknowledge that there are real things that this relationship is bringing you. Hope is real. You know, like, hope, you know, a desire for something to be different will keep us going in the darkest nights, right?
Absolutely.
Companionship. Somebody who is walking the sober life, right? Who is walking the recovery life, like that sort of companionship, those things are real. Just like Sam is affirming your love for this person. I'm not saying this relationship doesn't bring you anything, but I'm questioning what it is bringing you in comparison to what you wish was happening. You know,
the way that I'm kind of thinking about this is like repairing a relationship after 2 years of building resentment and, you know, all of the ways in which it sounds like John fucked up, and all of the ways in which perhaps you made mistakes in the relationship as well, would be a hard road to walk, right? Without the added layer of the ways in which your relationship has enabled your drug use, the ways in which you're navigating what it means to be sober, like 4 months sober, right? Like that itself is difficult and challenging. And so like you know, all of this would be hard enough on its own. And you're also like layering all of these things on to yourself. And it's just, it's hard for me to imagine in your place being able to navigate all of the complexity of that in a way that feels like it is healthy and supportive and affirming, particularly of your choice to be sober. You know, like, there's so much there that needs to be untangled, and that will take time and intention to untangle. And And I can only imagine how difficult that is in this particular tender moment of your, you know, entrance into a new version of your life. And it's like, you know, you and John have had 4 months of sobriety to each other, with each other, which has been complicated, to say the least. And you've also had 2 years of enabling each other's drug use through this relationship, right? Like, that's a lot of stuff to try and bring forward. And so I don't know that it's impossible for you to find a way to live in sobriety and health with each other, right? Like, I think that that is absolutely a possibility, in that, like, so many different things in our lives are possibilities. And I wonder if it's something that you're going to be able to do in this particular moment. And I think that you know that, right? And I think that you are unhappy with how things are and how things are being, right? Like, you're reaching out to other people, right? Like, you're trying to date, you went on 3 dates with this person, right? Like, in my head, what that feels like to me is you acting out because you don't feel like you have the words or power to be able to do what I think you know you need to do, which is to recognize that this relationship isn't working and that you need something different, right? That it is not something that you have the time or energy or space to pursue. I know that when, like, I was at my most unfaithful, it was because I wasn't happy, right? Like, it was because I wasn't doing the things that I, or getting the things that I needed out of my relationship. And I think Sierra can definitely relate to that as well, right? And it was because I wasn't happy and I didn't feel like I had the words or ability to talk about what was making me unhappy in the relationship. Or I was afraid of saying the thing out loud because I knew that it would be an end to the relationship. Or I knew that something in the relationship would have to fundamentally change. And so I think that you know all of this to be true. And I can deeply relate to the idea that, like, your life has been so overturned over the course of the last few years that you want to keep something, right? Like, you want something in your life to be consistent and stable. And that thing could be John. But I just want to, like, name that stability, I don't think is going to come from him or this relationship. I think that the stability that you're seeking is going to have to come from you making some really intentional and brave choices to continue your sobriety, to work on your own stuff around what has been impacting you as you've faced this addiction, right? You figuring out, what does a healthy relationship look like for me, and how do I want to pursue that in a way that is reflective and honoring my sobriety, right? Like, these are lots of big things that you're grappling with, and they're hard and chewy and crunchy. And I wish you didn't have to. I wish you didn't have to figure out all of this different stuff. But I think that's the moment where you're at. And I don't think that John is the life preserver that you think that he is, right? I don't think he's the one that's going to be able to hold you up in this new era of your understanding of yourself and your life.
And I want to say that Sam and I, and your loved ones in your life, that, you know, you're feeling this from all different angles in your life of, like, hey, looks like you're not the thing that you think you are to each other, right? I want to say a couple things. Like, one, we are all speaking only from observation. We're not in the relationship. We don't know what it feels like in your body. We know this is 100 times more complicated than 2 people across the ocean on a podcast saying just break up. It's more complicated than that. And also, I just wanted to highlight that I don't think anybody is saying that because they, you know, don't believe in your ability to be in a good relationship, or nobody's saying, like, this could never work with this person, or I don't know what people are saying. What I'm trying to say is, we're saying this because of the time in your life you are at right now. It would be a lot to deal with all of this without a new sobriety, without a new sharp and tender approach to life, right? Breakups are hard on a normal day. Breakups are hard when they're easy. I think why people are all saying this is that they're seeing a repeated pattern between the two of you. They're seeing all the ways in which this is making your life harder right now. And the payoff isn't there. The benefits aren't there. The relief that you're seeking to just make this work, to just make this right, to make it all worth it, all the labor and the fighting and the getting back together to prove everybody wrong, you know, it's not there. It's not showing up, right? And so everybody's seeing how hard you're trying to do right by this relationship and do right by yourself. And we're all doing the math and we're all thinking, this would be a lot to carry on a normal day, right? This would be hard on a normal day where we weren't dealing with substance abuse and everything that comes up with sobriety, because we all know that it is the substances and also it's everything underneath the substances, right? So we know a lot is coming up for you right now and our world doesn't make it easy to be sober, right? So nobody is looking at this and saying, what am I trying to say? It's not about what is personal to your relationship. I know that you love him and I know that you wish things were different. Nobody is looking in the face of that and saying like, ah, well, fuck all of that labor. We're all saying, yes, yes, yes. Look at all of this labor. Look at this very delicate and tender time and look at how strong you are. Look at how strong you are and look at how you don't deserve to be stuck in this loop of unfulfilled labor. You know, it's just a hard time to make something so hard and so unfruitful work.
For sure. For sure. And you know what? Sierra and I can talk about what we think should be happening, and your friends and family can talk about what we think should be happening. And the person who gets to decide is you, right? And you are the person that gets to wake up every day and choose sobriety. You're also the person that gets to decide whether or not you want to put time and energy and intention into this relationship with John, right? We don't get to decide that for you, because you are a strong and capable person who is able to make her own decisions about what her relationships look like, right? And I hope that as you're hearing us talk about this, that you are recognizing that we honor your choice in this, right? And we believe that you get to decide how this looks for you. And we also want to say that, like, we want you to choose things that are affirming to you, that are affirming to your sobriety. We want you to make decisions in recognition of the fact that you are worthy of a love that doesn't make you feel resentful or make you feel like you need to apologize for things that you didn't do wrong, right? Like, we want you to be in a space of love that recognizes your humanity, that recognizes that you are capable of making mistakes, but also capable of great love. We also want you to be in a relationship that is in full recognition of how important your sobriety is to you in this moment, and can honor that you are in a different and new era of your life that may need a different type of love and care and support that John may not be able to give you. So we love you. We love you deeply. And we love that you are capable of making these decisions for yourself. And we just want to remind you of how much you deserve love and support and your intentional decision to remain sober.
Yes, absolutely. All right, my darling, we love you so much and we're so incredibly proud of you and so incredibly honored that you chose to share this part of your story with us. Thank you so much for writing.
Absolutely. We love you. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like more content from us, or if you would like access to our monthly office hours, you can support us on Patreon. If you support us on Patreon for as little as $5 a month, you'll get an additional bonus weekly episode as well as those monthly office hours. That's patreon.com/justbreakuppod.
You can slide into our DMs, send us your favorite relationship memes, but most importantly, you can submit your questions about all matters of the heart at justbreakuppod.com, which is also where you can find our merchandise.
Please remember to like, follow, subscribe, give us a 5-star rating and a review. This literally keeps our mics on and helps us reach more brokenhearted souls who need two random strangers giving them relationship advice.
Just Break Up is a production of Duveed Media. Original music, recording, editing, producing, all magical things by our good friend Spencer Worth Davis. Make sure to check out his podcast and his music. And remember, two things can be true at the same time. You can love someone madly, and you can hope with your entire body and soul and mind that things will be different. And you can know in your heart of hearts that it's not the time to focus on someone else, and that it is not meant for this life, that big, great love of yours. And if all else fails,
just break up.